So I went and saw Frozen 2 the other day. Anybody who has not seen it? There are no spoilers in this homily. It's none. I went to see it after strong recommendations. I must say I wasn't disappointed. Of course, Disney is Disney, but there's a line from Elsa's sister's song, Anna's song. And the title of the song is "Do the Next Right Thing." Do the next right thing. And I want to use this theme for my homily today. And I like the words that she sings. You are lost, hope is gone, but you must go on and do the next right thing. And the ending of the song is equally good. Then I'll make the choice to hear your voice and do the next right thing. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, I think the word "do the next right thing" just makes perfect sense. In each of the readings, there are situations today in which key people are invited to do the next right thing. Perhaps they heard the words, "I'm lost, hope is gone, but you must go on and do the next right thing." Ahaz in today's first reading, Joseph in today's gospel reading, and all of us today on this fourth Sunday of Advent, just a couple of days before Christmas, what an invitation. Do the next right thing. So let's reflect on this in the following 3 points. And I want to talk about Ahaz first. Ahaz was the counterexample of doing the next right thing. And a little bit of history here. You know, the kingdom of Israel, the original kingdom, was divided into two, right? The southern kingdom is Judah, of which Ahaz is the king. You have the northern kingdom with Pekah as the king. And then you have Syria. Rezin is the king of Syria. And these three smaller kingdoms are threatened by this big empire, the Assyrians. What are the choices? Rezin and Pekah invite Ahaz of Judah to form a political coalition. And makes sense. The three of them together are stronger than individually. God does not want Ahaz to make this coalition, because God wants Ahaz to trust in God more than the political alliance he would make. And Isaiah even tells Ahaz, go ahead and ask for a sign. Ahaz refuses. Not because he was a man of faith, but because if he did ask for a sign, and the sign was compelling, then he would have to obey God than depend on his own instinct. And so he refuses to ask for a sign. Ahaz succumbed to fear. Fear prevented him from doing the next right thing. Folks, why was Ahaz not able to abandon himself to God? Why? Why did he give in to fear? Why did he not ask for the sign? Perhaps you and I can only speculate his reasons. We really don't know. But there's something that we can do. we ask ourselves, what about us? Are there times when we have been like Ahaz? When we did, why did we fail to do the next right thing? This week, take some time to think about these questions, because it's critical in salvation history that the people of God listen to the voice, make the choice to do the next right thing. Then we come to Joseph. The story of Joseph in today's gospel is in contrast to Ahaz. The gospel tells us that Joseph was a righteous man. And you see his righteousness in the way he responds to a crisis. Not just Joseph, but any of us would find ourselves in a pickle if the person that we were going to marry had already had another child outside of this relationship. That would be a problem. Joseph would have been legally justified if Mary would have been publicly put to shame and condemned. Legally, that would have been fine. But Joseph decides to do the next right thing. He protects Mary from shame and decides to divorce her quietly. Now remember, he does this even before the angel appeared to him. And that proves his character. Character is proven in times of crisis. But Joseph was this man who had trained himself to do the next right thing. And now we know, as we reread the story, how critical it is that people do the next right thing. And this is how critical it is. The infancy narrative would have been written differently had Joseph responded differently. How critical it is that individual people, even in small situations, choose to listen to the voice, to make the choice, to do the next right thing. My third point, I want to talk about this voice, this choice that we often have. In Frozen 2, there is a lot of reference to the call, both a distant call and the call within. By the way, sometimes I feel that Hollywood and television does religion better than us sometimes, by the way. But it's amazing how they built this theme around this distant call that Elsa has. Elsa must find the truth about the past. And she has this call again and again. She tries to ignore it, but she cannot. She simply is compelled to respond to the call, and she does. Anna finds herself in the midst of darkness, and she has this voice deep within. Anna's song ends by saying, "Then I'll make the choice to hear that voice, to do the next right thing." In today's scripture, the call, the voice are important themes. Ahaz heard God's voice through the prophet Isaiah and chose to ignore it. He did not listen. As with Joseph, there is always the voice that tells him to do what is the next right thing. Now you might wonder, what is that voice? The angel? Don't you think it would be wonderful if there was an angel in our lives who would at every turn tell us what to do? But it's not like there is no angel. Deep within our hearts, there is a voice. In our Catholic tradition, we call it our conscience, the voice of God. And tell me this is not true. When you are left between a choice between doing the right thing and not, how many times deep within you hear the voice of the angel? How many times deep within we hear the voice of God that clearly tells us that to do the next right thing? Folks, if we want to be a people that strives to do the next right thing, the key is to live inside of us as much as we live outside. I think a lot of our life is lived on the outside. And sometimes we're afraid to go in because perhaps there are hurts there. Perhaps there's grief there. Perhaps there's sadness there. It's difficult to face what's inside. And so we live on the outside. But the voice of God is deep within. And sometimes we simply must take the time to live on the inside as much as we live on the outside. That voice inside, the voice of God, our conscience, we must always be in tune with it. And if we want to do the next right thing, we must train ourselves, unlike Ahaz, to trust that voice more than ourselves. And this is spirituality. This is faith. That we trust the voice of the angel inside of us more than we trust ourselves. And most importantly, if we want to do the next right thing in big matters, we must train ourselves to hear that voice, to make the choice, and to do the right thing in small matters. Honestly, if you're not faithful in small matters, the chance is that when it comes to the big matters, we are not trained ourselves to do it. And it's critical that we listen to that voice and to make the choice to do the right thing, because if Joseph had not done what God asked him to do, it would all have been very different. On this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, God has provided us contrasting stories and placed right before us. And that's the angel of God appearing to us through God's word. Folks, let's simply do the next right thing. People of God said. Amen. Catechumens and candidates, please come forward. I want to say you're almost halfway through, I think, through this journey, and I'm sure you hear God's voice. Please be obedient to that voice. Please listen hard, because God is with you. May the word of God speak to you even more clearly. Go in peace.
May the wood be a lamp for our feet and a light to guide our path. May the wood be a lamp for our feet and a light to guide our path. May the wood be a lamp for our feet and a light to guide our path.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,